From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Russians charged a U.S. grand jury investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election has indicted 13 Russian nationals. The indictment describes a conspiracy to disrupt the U.S. election multiple ways, including fake online profiles and staging political rallies. The charging document says the efforts were from 2014 until now as part of Project Lakhta.
The conspiracy was part of a larger operation called Project Lakhta. Project Lakhta included multiple components, some involving domestic audiences within the Russian Federation, and others targeting foreign audiences in multiple countries.
The FBI investigation into Russian election meddling has also looked into collusion with the Trump campaign. President Donald Trump responded to the charges by tweeting, "The Trump campaign did nothing wrong," quote, pointing out the Russian efforts began before he announced his candidacy. President Trump said Friday he is going to Florida to meet with victims of the mass school shooting that happened there. This comes as the FBI confirms it received a tip on the accused gunman in early January, but there was no follow-up. Here's Special Agent Robert Lasky.
The FBI has determined that protocol was not followed. The information was not provided to the Miami field office, and no further investigation was conducted at that time.
Wednesday, Nicholas Cruz is said to have opened fire on a high school in the city of Parkland, Florida, with a semi-automatic rifle, shooting and killing 17 people. The 19-year-old Cruz faces 17 counts of premeditated murder. This is VOA News. Visiting U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has met with senior Turkish officials, including Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, amid rising tensions between the two NATO allies. They remain at loggerheads, in part over Washington's support of a Kurdish militia in Syria, which Ankara accuses of being a terrorist organization. VOA's Dorian Jones reports.
Turkey accuses the United States of arming the YPG, Syrian Kurdish militia, which Ankara links to the banned PKK, a Kurdish organization waging a deadly insurgency inside Turkey. For Washington, the YPG is a key ally in the war against the Islamic State group. At a press conference with Çavuşoğlu, Tillerson urged Turkish forces to ease up on their ongoing offensive against the YPG in Syria's Afrin enclave, which has been under the control of Syrian Kurds.
As to Afrin, we call upon Turkey to show restraint in its operation to minimize the casualties to civilians and avoid actions that would escalate tensions in that area.
Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Both sides announced a cooperation mechanism to address ongoing differences, and Syrian Kurdish forces and a monitoring group said the Turkish military carried out a suspected gas attack that wounded six people in Syria's Afrin region on Friday. There was no immediate comment from the Turkish military. Ethiopia declared a state of emergency on Friday, a move capping a tumultuous week that saw the prime minister resign, a strike in the country's largest region, and a massive prisoner amnesty. The decision was announced on state media outlets Friday, a day after Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn announced he is resigning. Opposition leader Merera Gudina.
There is really no need for celebration because it is a change within the ruling party. What the ruling party is up to, we are not sure.
The country has seen waves of anti-government protests since 2014. Thousands of people were arrested during the 10-month state of emergency that ended last August. The British government has suspended new funding to the aid organization Oxfam. This follows allegations that some of its staff had paid for sex with prostitutes in Haiti after the country's 2010 earthquake. Here's Oxfam International's executive director, Winnie Banyanyima.
I want to say sorry. And I can only say it properly in my own language. Okurga mutuma gwanje mutsasiri. That means, from the bottom of my heart, forgive us.
Oxfam said it investigated the case in 2011 and fired four staff members and allowed three others to resign. However, the British government says there hasn't been enough transparency. I'm Liz Palka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.